If your baby cries a lot, he may have colic.
If your baby cries nonstop for long periods of time, your baby may have colic. But what is colic? Colic is what people say your baby has when he has an upset stomach, tense muscles, and cries nonstop for long periods of time. Colic usually occurs in the first 3 months when your baby doesn't know how to calm himself yet. And it usually happens at the same time every day. Caring for a colicky baby is very stressful. It can have a lasting negative effect on you and your baby's relationship. Your baby needs your help to learn how to self-calm. If your baby's crying a lot and has an upset stomach, take your baby to the doctor to make sure he doesn't have any allergies or medical problems. Babies can get an upset stomach that causes nonstop crying for a variety of reasons. Often parents assume it's the formula or the breast milk that's not agreeing with the baby. And sometimes that is the case. If you're breastfeeding, consult your lactation consultant or pediatrician before altering your diet. If you chose to feed your baby formula, your pediatrician may recommend you try a different formula. Major formula companies make a variety of formulas for babies with special sensitivities and conditions. But what if your doctor says your baby's colic isn't caused by a medical problem? He can still cry nonstop and get an upset stomach for other reasons. Maybe he's awake too much in the daytime. Or if he's been awake too long without a nap, he may be overtired or overexcited and unable to relax. Sometimes the crying can cause the upset stomach. When your baby cries hard and long, he gasps for air. This gasping can cause him to swallow air, which results in stomach pain, which causes more crying and more gasping and more swallowing of air. It becomes more and more difficult for your baby to calm down. If your baby seems to get colic the same time every day, try making changes in the events leading up to that time, like moving his nap times and his feeding times and play times. Check to see if there's any startling sounds like TV sets, dogs barking, or other noises that could be getting your baby upset. If he gets colic right after you feed him, make sure you're burping him enough as he feeds. Try moving feeding to an earlier time and see if he still gets colic afterwards. If he's awake too much in the daytime, he may be overtired and unable to relax. Maybe he's been awake too long without a nap. When he starts crying, check for any basic needs first, then play his baby go to sleep CD to help him calm before he gets too worked up. Try playing the CD 15 minutes before the time he usually starts crying. If he gets colicky when you bring him home from daycare, ask what activities go on in daycare just before you pick him up. Tell them your problem. Ask them if maybe there's something they could do to help you solve the problem. Your doctor may have other ideas for you to try and will suggest specific things to look for in your baby's behavior. Both you and your doctor want to be sure your baby doesn't have a medical problem.